Remember, there's always a way out in Christ. Arise and shine, for your light has come. Stay tuned for Brunchtime Motivational Talk Show, only on Shalom FM.
Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Standing here. Not knowing how we'll get through this test. But holding on to faith, you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap us in your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply. You got this in control. And now we know that you made a way. When our backs were,
when our backs were against the wall, and it looked as if it was over.
Lord,
lovely, lovely day to you all. This is Sir Brian, your favorite transformational speaker. Welcome to the Motivational Drive at Shalom FM. It is such an awesome pleasure to have you joining us today. I really want to appreciate you taking the time to listen. I know there's so much more that you can be listening to, and I really hope that we are making a difference in regards to not just motivating you, but informing you, transforming you, helping you be all that you can be. I believe that life is worth more than what you actually see. And if we actually take the time to find out, you end up really enjoying. We have to be grateful, especially in this day and age where there's a lot of things happening in the world. Sometimes we forget to count the blessings that we have. We look at what we don't have when actually we have so much more. And your feedback is obviously very much appreciated. The WhatsApp number is +27 81 026 9868. Today we're going to do something a bit different from what we always do, because there is always a message for a particular time. I know that we are going through different challenges and tribulations. You see, in my area of expertise, and that is speaking into people's lives, counseling and praying and helping in my different places where I go, a lot of people come with a lot of challenges, problems and issues. And I realize that sometimes you just want someone to listen to you, someone to hear you out, someone to give you hope, and someone to just tell you that it's going to be okay. Even when the wall seems to be closing on you, there's always a way out in Christ Jesus. Shalom FM, the motto is, there's always a way out in Christ Jesus. One of my prayer constantly is that, Lord, may my life be a light to many. May my life give hope to those who need hope. May I be eyes to those who don't have eyes. May I be ears to those who can't hear. May I be the hand to those who need a hand. And may I be the help to others who are in need of help. You know, God has really opened doors for me. And I want to do something different today in regards to share my life story with you, to share a bit, to tell you that, yes, you may be in that situation, but God will see you through. The reason why I love the song that we always begin with, Travis Green, Made a Way, is at a certain point in my life, everything was bad. You know, when you have no money in the bank, you have no food, and you've got responsibilities, and it seems like everyone is just against you, like things are falling apart as much as you try. And I started, you know, you get to a point where you really cry and you pray and you ask God to say, Lord, but why? I'm not trying to be bad. I'm just trying to take care of myself and to take care of my family. But why is this happening to me? But then I had a real moment of being able to look back and to look at my life and to see how far I've come. We really have no need to fear the future unless we forget how God has led us in the past. When you look at your life, I know that even now, no matter how bad the situation is, you probably have gone through something similar. There is really nothing new under the sun. And the Bible says that no temptation has befallen you that is uncommon to men. But with every temptation, trial, tribulation, challenge, God is faithful. He doesn't let anything above you come upon you to destroy you, but with all and with everything that comes upon you, you make a way of escape. So there really is always a way out in Christ Jesus. What we need the most in this world is love. And if you really see how miserable people are, people sometimes think that they have everything that they need. But when you look at their lives, you can see that something is missing, and that is love. The love that God can only give. God created us in such a way that there's always a longing for an experience to feel God, to have something more than, you know, material possessions, to have something more, to experience something bigger and better. And that yearning is the one that makes people go through different things trying to fill that gap, but that gap can only be found in God. And we, after having realized, after having experienced God's love, we only to the world to share the love of God so that they also can find fulfillment in God. And so today I want to speak about on finding love. I'm going to take a bit from my book Life High, which I'm going to just use as a reference point in something that I wrote during that time when I was in that space of brokenness, in that space of awe. I started to do an in-depth search of myself, of my life, and I looked at what I had really been missing, what had been missing in my life, and I realized many a times I had so many issues in regards to love and in regards to trying to be accepted by the world, yet I did not accept myself. So I'm going to read a bit of material from the book Life. Love is such an overused word in the world, but also greatly misunderstood. You look at the amount of music in the world. It is mostly declaration for love, or someone seeking love, or someone in love, or someone having lost love or given up on love or tired of love. The amount of literature about love, novels, movies, series, documentaries, television shows, only to mention a few, is so vastly widespread, and that it leads to us to question the very definition of love. Love is the greatest need of us as human beings. For what is it for you to gain the whole world and not to have one to share it with? And what is it for you to be fallen with sorrow, trials and mishaps of life, and not have love around you to help you up, to comfort you, and to edge you on? We all need someone. We all need each other. The world needs love more than ever, especially in our day and age. We are facing different pandemics. We are facing different tribulations. We are facing different problems in regards to violence, discrimination, and all. It is just an outcry that we as humanity have forgotten to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Those who have given up on life and taken their very life, if they wrote a suicide note, they will summarize it that they felt so alone. It was not that they failed in life, but it was that they could not find love or felt rejected and dejected, and no one could ever love them. Yet when you read such, you feel for them and conclude that if only they had been loved or realized the love around them, the narrative would be different. This calls out to you that there is one who loves you. There is one who sticks closer than a brother. No matter how the world has turned their back on you, God will never turn his back on you. Love makes the difference. For those who have succeeded in the trade they have chosen, be it in career, business, family matters, or spiritual matters, they simply love what they do and are passionate about what they do, and thus they do it to the very best of their ability. Simply being in love makes everything worthwhile. When you love what you do, you immerse yourself in doing it irregardless of reward. You simply do what you do because you love to do it. You simply choose that someone simply because you love them. Loving something or someone makes life worthwhile. Therefore, since I've alluded to the importance of love, yet I've not defined love for you, my task is not in defining love for you, but it is a narrative on finding love. How can one find that mysterious thing and experience love? The greatest desire of humanity is to be loved and to give out love. Love is not found in receiving. It is found in giving. The Bible says, I'm going to read a number of scriptures from the Bible that really talk about love. And this is the prayer that I want you to keep in mind. A prayer crying out for love. Lord, help us to love as you love. Fill us with your spirit so that we can choose what is best. We are weak, but we know also that even when we are weak, you are strong within us. Thank you that it's not all up to us. Thank you that you equip us to face each day with the power of love, your forgiveness and your grace. We pray that our lives will be filled and overflowing with the power of your love so that we can make a difference in this world and bring honor to you. We ask for your help in reminding us that the most important things are not what we do outwardly. It's not based on any talent or gift, but the most significant thing we can do in this life is to simply love you and to choose to love others as you have loved us. Mother Teresa, in one of her speeches, said the prayer of Saint Francis. This is what it says. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, O our Lord and God, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understood, to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, and it is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in forgiving that we find our own forgiveness, and it is in dying that we are born into eternal life. Mother Teresa said, the only way to discover yourself is in giving yourself to others. When you lose yourself in service to men, then you find yourself. The Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. When in love we detach ourselves from the picture, and it becomes less about us, but more about the love of our life, our families, our communities, our world, our fellow human beings, or the earth and the universe at large. The best way to find love is to forget about yourself and to reach out in love, to help and to serve. One of the great speakers of the past said that you don't go out in the world looking for friends. You simply go out to become a friend. You become so friendly that you see many friends attracted to you. We ought to love others as we love ourselves. We do not attract what we want in life, but we really attract what we are. Jesus says that love your neighbor as you love yourself. Thus, for me to love externally, I must learn to love internally. Many a times we search for love from the outside, and yet we have no appreciation of who we are as human beings. God created you in his own image. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, David writes. So we owe it to ourselves to love and appreciate ourselves as God created us, and to also give the love to the world. We live in a world now where if you love me, like my picture, like my post, follow me on social media, etc. Maybe when the outside world believes I'm happy, then I can convince myself I am happy. If I am accepted and loved by the world, then I can accept and love myself. This is a sure recipe for disaster, because love and acceptance is an inherent thing. Even if everyone loves you and accepts you, but if you do not love yourself and accept yourself, you will destroy yourself. You always be out of place, even in the crowds of your loved ones. You are beautiful. You are handsome. You are good enough. One of my favorite quotes of all time is, the question in one of the verses says, you ask yourself, who are you to be beautiful? Who are you to be amazing? Who are you to be this brilliant person? Who are you to be born where you are as you are? Actually, the question is, who are you not to be? You are the child of the Most High God, and you must really appreciate what God gave you. You see, many today are not alive today when they are far much deserving to be alive. But it is only of his mercies that you are not consumed. While many are perishing, you are still alive today, and your life is not yet over. So don't you dare give up. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on God. All the validation you need is in your mind and heart, and it is in God. We all, like flowers, longing to show forth our beauty. We want to sing our song to the world and show forth the love that makes our very hearts beat. Yet, like flowers, beset with the rain and insects, we close our beauty out. We search for someone who can love us, who can be trusted with the revelation of ourselves without rejecting us. We look forward to being loved, only to experience the very opposite, rejection and heartbreak. And thus, we close our hearts. We fill that void with fear, guilty, anger, resentment, and a sense of inadequacy, and feeling all alone, when in essence we are never alone. We convince ourselves saying, there is no one I can talk to, no one I can open up for, no one who understands me. Yet there is one who cares. There is one who promised to never leave you or forsake you. There is one who loved you to the very point of laying down his life for you. You mean the world to him. He loves you and accepts you as you are. He forgives you and teaches you to forgive and to once again open your heart. He says, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. Won't you open and let him in? That is the greatest narrative of the world. You are loved, and because you are loved, feel free to give out love, for love makes life worthwhile. There is a story that I shared the last time. It's the story of a small boy who had a big fight with his mother. After having fought so hard with his mother, he was so angry, and he shouted on top of his voice, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. And fearing that the mother was going to beat him up, he ran out of the house. The story says they used to stay in a place where there are mountains. So when he ran out of the house, he went and shouted to the mountains, I hate you, I hate you. And the echo returned with the same voice, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, as he had also said. He was so shaken and so afraid, and he ran back into his house, and he said to his mother, Mother, there's a small boy out there who's shouting, I hate you, I hate you. And the mother said, Son, there's also another small boy out there who loves you, and if you shout, I love you, I love you, the small boy will shout the same words to you. I love you. I love you. And the boy went out running again, and he shouted on his top of his voice, I love you. I love you. And the same echo returned, I love you. I love you. As you live in this world, look around you. Look at the people next to you. What can you do to make a difference in their lives? We all don't have a platform to give billions and millions, but you can do as little as you can. Jesus, at a certain point in his life, in his ministry, says to his disciples, as much as you fed those who were hungry, you did it to me. As much as you gave clothes to those who had no clothes, you gave the clothes to me. As much as you went out of your way to help others, you did it for me. For every person and every human being is created in the image of God. So therefore, we must really see the God in each and every person and be there for them and to love them as much as God has loved us. The prayer of Saint Francis says, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. We live in a world where we need more peacekeepers than fighters. We live in a world where there's so much chaos, there's so much anger, pain, worry, misery. There's so many negative things happening in the world that we need those people who stand and be the difference. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. We need people who we are tired of this plant called hate, of hatred, discrimination, racism, of violence and attacks and all. We are tired of living in a world where the only thing that is constant is fear. We need to come back and to say there is hope in Christ Jesus. There's always a way out, no matter how bad the situation is. God is a God of the impossible. He is able to make a way for each and every person of us. He is able to resurrect the dead. He is able to bring healing to those who are sick. He is able to provide food for those who are hungry. The Bible says that the earth and its fullness is yours. There is nothing that is impossible with God. He is the Lord who provides. And we should be allowing ourselves to be used as vessels. Vessels to be blessings to those who need them. Where there is injury, let us bring pardon. Let us bring healing to those who are in need of, who are sick. Where there is doubt, let us bring faith. And where there is despair, let us bring hope. As much as all the other medias in the world are proclaiming there is no more, there is chaos, there is havoc, let us say again, we are humanity. We have conquered so many pandemics in the past. We have conquered the great wars. We have conquered the, you know, so many things, the influencers, the black pandemic, we've conquered slavery, we have done so much, and we've brought ourselves this far by holding hands together and by edging on. No matter how dark the night was, we kept moving forward and were able to come out. No matter how dark the clouds are, in the darkest night there shines the brightest light. Where there is darkness, let us be light. The Bible says that you are the light of the world, and the light of the world is meant to shine, to cast away the darkness. Where there's sadness, let us bring joy. Where there's no smile, let us bring that smile. Let us not seek only to be consoled, but also to console. Let us not seek only to be understood, but let us seek to open our ears to understand the situations that others are going through. Who are you to judge? Who am I to judge? I cannot judge someone unless I'm actually getting into their own shoes and really experience their life as they have done so. But I should be there to help them. I should be there to see if someone is going wrong. I should at least try and advise them on the right path. You see, we owe it to ourselves to be the difference, to be the change that we want to see in the world. I think that we need to have more conversations of making this world a better place. It is up to us. Yes, God has done his own part. God has done his own part, and it is now our part to do. We ought to not only seek to be loved, but to give out love, to love others as we have been loved. For it is in giving that we sincerely receive, and it is in forgiving others that we are forgiven, and it is only in dying that we are born, and it is in losing ourselves to the service of others that we really find ourselves. Now, there's a song that I love. It's an old song. It's a hymnal that was sang by, I forgot the name of the person, but the song is called "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." It's about a guy who's so far from his mother, and he understands the loneliness of his mother. So he writes a song. It was a poem which was later on composed to a song. The song is called "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." I'll read it as a poem. "What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful? Who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer." We tell ourselves and convince ourselves there is no one who cares for us. Yet God promised to never leave us or forsake us. He who was willing to give us his only begotten Son, how much more shall he give us all that we need in this world? There is one who loved us to the point of laying down his life for us. You mean the world to him. He loves you and accepts you as you are. He forgives you and teaches you to forgive and to once again to open your heart. He says, "I stand at the door of your heart and knock. Won't you open? Won't you let him in?" That is the greatest narrative of the world. That is the message you want to hear. You are loved, and because you are loved, we owe it to the world to give out love. I want to try and sing this song for you. "What a friend we have in Jesus." As much as you may be on your own, but you can look up and cry to God. Les Brown once said that if you fall down, rather fall down on your back so that you can look up. For if you can look up, then you can get up. When you look up, you can see God looking down to you to say, "Let me be the hand that you need." You can cry out to God. Jeremiah 33 verse 3, he says, "Call unto me and I'll answer thee and show you great and mighty things which thou hast not knowest." That is the prayer. That is all you need to do. call on Him. Prayer is the opening up of your heart to God as to a friend. So you can call on God. He is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. You just need to call on Him. God loves you. I think I'll come, if hold on to this song. I'm going to come back and sing the song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. We'd love to hear your feedback. The WhatsApp number is +27810269868. This is Shalom FM, and this is your favorite transformational speaker, Sir Brian Koga, speaking on finding love. Stay tuned to Shalom FM. When you come back, I will sing for you the song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, and we will share the verses of the scripture.
Written, men ought always to pray. There is a relationship between prayer and power. Join us every night for Midnight Prayers with Bishop Joshua Simeon.
a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus.
Serving the body of Christ. You are listening to Shalom FM, Cape Town, where listening gives hope.
Welcome back to Shalom FM. This is your favorite transformational speaker, Sir Brian Robert Koga, as we're speaking on finding love. The only way really to find love in this world is to give out love. If you want more of what you don't have, then you need to give more out of what you have. The Bible says that love your neighbor as you love yourself. And we have been speaking about how the world is so much in need of love. Someone to just be a hand to those without hands. Someone to be eyes to those without eyes. Someone to be their own brother and sister's keeper. That's what the world needs more than anything else. We owe it to the world to pray and ask Lord to say, Lord, may you make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me be the one to sow love and peace. Where there is injury, let me bring healing and medication. Where there is doubt, let me bring faith. We need faith more than ever. We need hope more than ever. Where there is despair and hopelessness, let me be the one to bring hope. Where there is darkness, let me be the one to bring light. Where there's no salt, let me be the salt of the world, to bring flavor, to bring joy and smiles to those in need and those who are in sadness. Let me seek not only to be consoled and to be comforted, but let me be there to comfort those in need of comfort. Let me be the clothes to those who are not having clothes. Let me not just seek to be understood, but to understand. Let me not seek to be heard, but to hear and to listen, and to really be there for others as much as I need them to be there for me. Let me seek not only to be loved, but to love, for it is only in giving that we receive. And God led the way in us, led the way for us to be an example for us. For he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The people, the world was meant for destruction. We were meant for death, because the wages of sin is death. But God is in eternal love and mercy, decided to go out of his way to send his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth, our choice is only believe and to accept him as our Lord and Savior. And when we do that, he chooses us to come as we are. For in the book of Isaiah, he says that though your sins be red like scarlet, they shall be made as white as snow. Come as you are. David, at a certain point in time, prayed in the book of Psalms 51. He says, cast me not away from your presence, Lord, but renew the right spirit within me. Renew the right spirit within me. Remove the heart of stone and put a heart of flesh. Remove this heart of hatred, of fear, of failure, of misery, and put within a new heart within me. Help me, Lord, in my walk with you. Help me, Lord, to love others as you have loved us, Lord. You who loved us when we were yet in darkness, help me, O Lord, to be a light to help others out of their darkness. My dream, really, and my gift is to really be the difference to those who need the change. I hope that my life will be a light and an answer to the prayers of many. I'd say that when we come back, we're going to read a number of scriptures from the Bible in regards to the topic that we're talking about today, on finding love or on love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 to 8. I think that the reason why I felt led to share this particular message is that we are at perilous times where the love of many is waxing cold, where families are being broken, where communities are starting to kill each other and to hate each other. So therefore, the call for us to go back, to see ourselves as all brothers and sisters, to see ourselves as one family, as one created being, created in the image of God, so that we can begin to love ourselves and to bring healing to our nations, to bring healing to our countries, to bring healing to our communities, to bring healing as much as all our dreams are possible, as much as God will see us through. But God promises that He will bless us so that we can become a blessing. God is looking for those people who are willing to be used as vessels to make a difference in this world. We have to be the change that we want to see in the world. 1 John chapter 4 verse 7 to 8 says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love." 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 8, "Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins." Yes, there are those who have sinned against us. Yes, there are those who have wronged us. There are those who went out of their way just to make our lives miserable. But we ought to forgive them. Forgiveness is not really for those who've sinned against us, but it is for ourselves. For when we let go of the hate and the pain and all, we are able to find ourselves. We talk of the great people in the world who have achieved greatness. Some of them were raped, some of them went through the worst of the worst, yet when they were able to forgive their enemies, they came out as heroes, as shining stars. I speak of the likes of the Nelson Mandela. After years of imprisonment, of ill treatment, of everything, he did not forget who he was. He chose, even in prison, to refuse to wear prison clothes, because he said, I have my dignity. I am a child of the Most High God. And when he came out to later on become the president of South Africa, he decided to forgive those who had sinned and wronged against him. Those who had treated him and ill-treated him, he chose to forgive. And thus, South Africa was called the Rainbow Nation, a nation united in our differences. We are all unique and different in our different ways. And because that is how God created us. So instead of being judgmental towards how someone looks or the color of our skin, we ought to appreciate our differences. For our uniqueness makes us all special. We are all special. So we must really find out love. The Bible says that the verse that we read, love covers a multitude of sins. Instead of us digging the grave of hatred, of failure, of sorrow, of misery of the past, we owe it to bring healing to our nations, to bring healing to our family. Let you should be the instrument of change. You should be the instrument that will bring about peace, even in a peaceless situation. We are meant to be intercessors between God and men. We are meant not only to pray for our families, for ourselves, for our dreams, but we are supposed to pray for the nation. Because we cannot really thrive in a place where there is hatred, there is fear, there is misery. So we need to make this world a better place for us to be able to be all that God has ordained for us, that God has given. That dream that you have, it's possible, but that dream should be beyond just making money. It should go beyond to be a service to the humanity. Romans 12 verse 10 says, "Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourself." We must choose to see others as we want them to see us. We must really choose to love others as God has loved us. Matthew 6 verse 14 to 15 says, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." Really, forgiveness is of paramount importance, especially in our day and age, because we cannot keep stabbing ourselves from the pains of the past. We have to bring healing to that. We have to forgive and forget, and we have to move on, to join hands, to rebuild our nations, to rebuild our world, to make this place a better place. John 13 verse 34, Jesus says, "A new command I give to you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." John 15 verse 13, "Greater love is no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." Greater love is no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. It is only in losing ourselves for the service of many that we actually find ourselves. John 3 verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." We are loved. God loves you so much. God gave all for you. He gave his life for you so that you may have an abundant life. It doesn't matter what the thief has stolen or destroyed in your life, but God is a God of restoration. John chapter 5 verse 8 says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet in sin, Jesus died for us." Luke 6 verse 35, "But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High God, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked." Let me read it again for you. "Love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked." God gives blessings to everyone. He doesn't choose who to forgive, who to love, but he forgives all and is willing to open his arms for everyone. And we must do the same. Leviticus 19 verse 18, "Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone among your brother, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord," says the Bible. That's Leviticus 19 verse 18. "Do not seek revenge or to bear a grudge against one another among your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord your God." I remember last time I shared a story about a small family in the village. The father and mother decided that they wanted to travel somewhere for something special, and they had to leave their two sons at home. The two sons were almost the same age, and the family did not have much. All they had was a blanket. All they had was a banana tree to get bananas, and they had a cow that gave out milk. So When the parents went, they told the boys to say, "Take care of the house and remember to share. Love one another as you love yourself." When the parents went, the children started quarreling and fighting. They fought over the blanket and said, "I should be the one with the blanket. I should be the one with the blanket." To the point that they decided to cut the blanket in half. But when they cut the blanket in half, it became so small that they could not really cover themselves fully. Instead of sharing the same blanket, which would have actually made a bigger difference, they felt the cold of the night. And in the day, instead of sharing the banana tree, they fought over the bananas to the point of saying, "Okay, let's cut down the banana tree." So they cut down the banana tree, and later on, there were no bananas for them to eat. And the cow that gave them milk, they started fighting again for the very cow and for the milk, to the point that the other brother got so angry and got an axe and chopped the cow, and then there was no milk for them. Many a times, the things that we do for others, they come back to us. For whatever you sow is what you reap. There is always this thing that they call karma. But you know, we must really not seek revenge or to bear a grudge, but we must love our neighbor as we love ourselves. If we take care of others, they will take care of us. Whatever you do for others, God will do for you. God will bring strangers and people who do the very things that you do for others. 1 Corinthians 16 verse 14 says, do everything in love. Do everything in love. 1 Corinthians 16 verse 14. 1 John chapter 4 verse 19. We love because he first loved us. We love because he first loved us. God first loved us. So we owe it to love others as well. Matthew 22 verse 37 to 39. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. So today was really about love. It was really a reminder that God loved us when we're yet in sin. God loved us and called us his only begotten son. He called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And we owe it to others to do the same. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1 to 3 says, if I speak in the tongues of men or angels, but do not have love, I am a resounding gong or clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship, that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. 1 John chapter 4 verse 11. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we ought to love one another. We ought to really be there to make a difference in other people's lives. The prayer of St. Francis, which I want you to keep in mind and to keep in your heart, says, as I've read it earlier on, I'll read it again as I come to the closing of this show today. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Make me an instrument of your love. Make me an instrument of your kindness. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, let me be the light. And where there's sadness, let me bring joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be comforted, but to comfort others. Not seek so much to be understood, but to understand others. To be loved is to love. Not to be loved, but to love others. Not to just receive, but to be a giver. For it is in giving that we receive, and it is in forgiving others that we are forgiven. And as we lose ourselves in the service of others, we find ourselves. Jesus came with nothing. He became poor for us so that we may become rich in him. He became a sinner so that in him we might become his righteousness. He who knew no sin became sin for us so that we may become his righteousness. Let us go out of our way to be there for our fellow families and friends. God loved us so much. And because Jesus was willing to do all that, God gave him a name above every name, that at the mention of Jesus, every knee shall bow down and every tongue confess he's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. To get a place of honor, humble yourself, lift others, for that is the greatest exercise. Be the light that you want to see in the world. Let your light shine that many may give glory to God. May you have a blessed day and continue to listen to Shalom FM. We have so much more lined up for you. And remember to visit the website www.shalomfm.org and the WhatsApp number to hear your feedback, +27810269868. This is your favorite transformational speaker, Sir Brian Robert Koga. With much love, have a blessed day.
Freshly brewed by Shalom FM Cape Town. We give God all the credit. Stay blessed and stay tuned.